It's the 31st of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds. Restoration work is about to begin on the historic mound of the former Bedford Castle, which dates back 800 years. Located on Bedford's embankment, the project will involve replacing missing stones, repointing the mortar, and resetting displaced stones on the moat wall. The work, overseen by Bedford Borough Council, will be carried out by Corinthian stone. First documented in 1138, the castle's history includes its capture by Norman mercenary Fulcus de Brute in 1215 and a siege by Henry III in 1224. By 1361, the site had fallen into ruin. Scheduled monument consent was granted in June, and the restoration will be completed by the 17th of April. East-West Rail will begin ground investigations today in Bedford Borough following previous work along the route. The examinations are a requirement for railway design, reducing costs, risk and land use. The inspections will be conducted with respect for landowners and are expected to cause minimal disruption with work hours from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays. The Bedford Borough Conservative Group has said that Bedford Mayor Tom Whitton is taking steps to secure the council's financial future. He has invited local government expert Theresa Grant OBE to advise on financial strategies. The Mayor aims to end cycles of cuts and ensure Bedford Borough's finances are resilient. Councillor Graham Coombs, leader of the Conservative Group, stressed the importance of proactive management to avoid future financial crisis. Night closures on Bedford's embankment will start on Thursday the 3rd of April from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. between Newnham Road and High Street to enable traffic to turn right from the Town Bridge. The project, funded by the Town's Fund grant, will last until Wednesday the 7th of May with a diversion route signposted during closure hours. That's your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.